May peace be with all brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah, 愿神的平安与大家弟兄姐妹同在。
And of course, today is the new year, so I wish all of you a very happy and blessed new year in 2009.
我们都知道今天是2009年的第一天，所以在此呢，祝福大家在新的一年都有神的恩典跟平安。
This morning, I would like to share a topic, if things can be started over all over again.
今天早上我们要以如果可以重新开始做勉励的题目。
I don't know how many of us last night didn't sleep until midnight and tried to count down and welcome year 2009.
不知道在座的各位昨天晚上是不是 都很晚才睡觉，因为要等12点呢能够倒数计时。
I think when we were young, all the young people, they go to downtown, they're waiting for the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then everybody's so happy.
我们都知道年轻人呢都会跑到城市中心呢，大家一起聚在那边倒数计时，然后互道新年快乐。
I read a very interesting news in the newspaper.
那我们在新闻在报纸上看到一则很有趣的消息。
What the news was talking about is actually in the year 2008, we have to adjust the clock.
事实上，这则消息告诉我们，2008年呢要调整时钟的走 的快慢。
But of course, not a whole hour like a day-night saving or winter saving time.
当然，这个调整不是说我们要调整一个小时了，不是这个意思。
But actually, we have to turn the clock faster 1 second.
事实上，这个调整呢，科学家认为是觉得说要往前调整，要快一秒钟。
Because the Earth has been rotating slower.
因为呢，地球呢在自转的时候呢比较慢了一些。
Can you imagine our Earth is rotating slower and slower?
我们可不可以想象呢？如果有一天地球呢自转越来越慢。
So in the from since the year 1950s, we use atomic clock to calculate the time so exactly.
所以从1950年呢，大家用原子钟呢来计算地球自转的时间，所以非常的准确。
So that actually that clock is so accurate. That's almost.Close to no error, no discrepancy.
换句话，从那个时候开始到现在呢，这个计算地球自转配合我们的时间呢，是没有任何分秒的差别。
But our Earth getting slower.
但是今天呢，我们地球呢开始越转越慢了。
So the scientists say, okay, let's turn the atomic clock back 1 second.
所以说，科学家认为要把这个原子钟呢往后。调整一秒钟
so to match the Earth rotation.
就是为了要配合地球自转的这个方向跟时间
so, This is a good news, huh?
那这对我们来说可是一个好消息啊
In 2009, you gain 1 second.
换句话在2009年呢大家多活了一秒钟
1 second is how long?
一秒钟有多长
When I say this is already 1 second.
我讲完话就已经一秒钟了
So how are you going to spend the extra second?
所以我们怎么样要花这多出来这一秒钟呢
Sometimes we think about this.
有时候我们会这么回想。
We really wish time can go back.
我们常常会想说，哎呀，早知道那时间都会回去。
We really would like to turn back the clock.
我们都想说，如果我能够把时间倒转回到以前。
So that I'll do things all over again differently.
那么我就会把这件事情或这样东西呢，重新再做不一样的想法。
Well, we know that some things that we can start over again.
那么我们想一想，到底什么东西我们可以重新开始呢
？For example, in your computer, if your computer freeze, you have to, you can restart it again.
当然，如果我们电脑宕机了，我们就会想说要重开机了。
If you cook a meal, you screw up, next meal you can still do it over again.
比如说一道菜我们炒坏了，那我们想说再炒一盘了。
There are many things we can do it over again.
当然，在我们生活里面有许多东西都可以重新来过的。
But our life as a whole.
但是我们的生命呢，就好像一个洞一样。
Because time.Is moving fast.
因为时间走得非常快。
You cannot turn back the clock.
我们没有办法把时间倒回去。
But of course, if we could.
但是如果我们可以的话。
If think about this hypothetical question.
如果我们用这种理论的方式来推想一下。
If things can start over again.
如果我们的时间真的可以重新来过。
Now 2008 is already a history.
2008年对我们现在来说已经是历史了。
But if you have the year again, how will you do things differently?
如果今天叫我们再过一次2008年，我们怎么过呢
？Will you do something different?
是不是我们过这2008年会以不同的方式过
？Will you change the way you think?
是不是会改变我们原来的想法
？Will you change the way you do things?
会不会我们改变我们原来的做法
？So we use this topic for mutual encouragement.
因此，我们今天用这样的题目呢，跟大家一起来勉励。
If we can start over again,
如果我们可以重新开始
，What should we do?
我们该做什么呢
？The first point.
第一点
Regarding our life, we should really cherish our life and do something very meaningful.
在我们的生命里面，我们应该把握生命的每一秒每一刻呢，做有意义的事。
Let's turn to one occasion that in human history, God really allowed the clock to be turned back.
我们先看一个例子，在人类的历史当中呢，神真的准许人类呢往后推了，也就是时间倒转回去。
God is the one who really turned back the clock.
那么神亲自动手呢，把这时间倒回去。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah.
我们请看以赛亚书。
Chapter 38.
以赛亚书三十八章。
Verse 1 to 3.
以赛亚书三十八章第一节到第三节。
The book of Isaiah, chapter 38, verse 1.
以赛亚书三十八章第一节，那时西西家病得要死，亚摩斯的儿子先知以赛亚去见他，对他说：神如此说，你当留一命于你的家，因为你必死，不能活了。第二节，西西家就转脸朝墙，祷告神说。第三节，神啊，求你纪念我在你面前怎样存完全的心，按诚实行事，又做你眼中所看为善的。西西家就痛哭了。
Here tells one story. There was a king called Hezekiah.
这里告诉我们一个故事，有这么一个国王西西家。
He had a very serious illness that almost led to death.
这里告诉我们他已经病得要死了。
And the prophet go to him, tell him that you'll die this time.
先知告诉他说，你这次一定必死无疑。
And you should leave a will, and you should tell your family what to do.
告诉他要准备留遗书，准备要告诉他们家里面怎么做了。
Think about this.
我们想想这个。
If God one day send an angel or a prophet come to you.
如果今天神差遣一个天使或是先知来告诉我们，
this time even though you pray, there's no use, you'll die.
那么这时候他会告诉你说，你祷告已经没用了，你是死定了。
Because this time you have to come back.
因为这个是你回家的时候
了。In the past you've been praying, all the sickness you have, you pray, it's get healed.
在过去也许你经由祷告呢，神的怜悯呢，哎，病得医治了。
But this time God said no, you'll come back now.
但这次神肯定的告诉你，这次没用了。
Because your time is over.
因为你的时间到了。
What will you feel?
那么我们觉得怎么样呢？
Of course, in the normal time when we are healthy, when things are going well, we will not think about this.
在我们健康的时候，顺利的时候，我们大概都不会想这一点。
We will not think about dying.
我们不会想到说死是什么。
But death definitely shall one day knock the door.
但是很不幸的，死一定会有一天来敲我们的门。
Just like Hezekiah, now is his time now.
就好像西西家这里，真的时间到了。
Surely you cannot live, the prophet told him.
这边以赛亚先知告诉他说，你不能活了。
So what did Hezekiah do? What did he do?
那西西家做什么呢？
He was so worried.
西西家当然是很担心了。
He didn't want to die.
他不想死耶。
Because he's young.
因为他还年轻。
He's a king.
他而且是个国王。
He can have all kinds of things to do.
身为一个国王，他可以做很多的事情。
And he have all kinds of enjoyment to be enjoyed.
当然他还有很多的娱乐享受要去做。
So he prayed to God.
因此在这边他向神祷告。
He prayed to God, say, Oh Lord, please remember me how I walked before you blamelessly.
他说，求你纪念我在你面前怎么样的存完全的心。
I'm honest and I do things in an honest way.
而且按着诚实来行事。
And then he cried bitterly.
然后他痛哭啊。
Of course he know that this time God want him back.
因为他知道他的时间到了，神要他回去了。
But he really want to pray to God.
但是他却利用这个祷告呢，向神恳求啊。
If possible, he really want to live longer.
他求神，如果可以的话，让他多活一点。
Now, this is 2009.
这里我们现在已经2009。
People are very happy around the world.
大家全世界都很欢乐。
Because everybody is saying Happy New Year.
大家每个人见面都说新年快乐。
But theoretically,
但是理论上来讲，
there's nothing to be happy in the New Year.
因为新年其实没什么好快乐的。
Because theoretically, you get one year less in your whole life.
因为理论上来推论的话，我们事实上在我们生命里面已经又少了一年呢。
If your life is a fixed amount of time,
如果我们的生命是一个固定的数字，
so one passing year means one year less.
每过一年，那么距离我们的生命的终点就越来越近喽。
Of course, it's not very appropriate to say this in the new year.
当然，在新年里面总不能跟朋友说，哎，你又少了一岁。
Because nobody want to think about this.
因为没有人会想说，哎呀，自己又少了一岁。
But this is true.
因为但是这是真的。
So when Hezekiah heard, oh, today is the day I die, oh, he cried bitterly.
所以我们看看圣经里面西西家知道自己要死了，他当然痛哭了。
But God is merciful to him.
但是神真的是怜悯他了。
Because he prayed so hard.
因为他努力。他恳切祷告。
God answered him.
神回答了。
Let's turn to verse 4 to verse 8.
第四节到第八节，神的话临到以赛亚说，你去告诉西西家说，神，你主大卫的神如此说，我听见了你的祷告，我看见了你的流泪的眼泪，我必加增你15年的寿数。第六节，并且我要救你和这脱离亚述手亚述王的手，也要保护这城。第七节，我神必成就我所说的，我先给你一个兆头。第八节，就是叫亚哈斯的日头向前 向前进的日影往后退十度，于是前进的日影果然在日头上往后退了十度。
Now here is the reply of God.
这里我们看到神的回答了。
God is really a merciful God.
神是一个怜悯的神啊。
If you pray to Him, nothing is impossible.
如果向神祷告的话，神什么都可以做。
Only depends on whether He is willing or not.
只看他的旨意是如何了。
Now God has done two things that is impossible here.
那么在这里，神做了两样人类做不到的。
First,
首先
，He extended the life of Hezekiah by 15 more years.
首先，他先延长西西家王15年的寿数。
God has already appointed that this day he should die.
神事实上已经设定了他在这一天就要死。
Because he prayed so hard.
但是因为他的恳切祷告
，He's so earnest and so sincere.
那么他这样的流泪，这样的衷心的祷告。
Okay, God said, I'll give you 15 more years.
神真的答应他，而且延长他15年的寿数。
15 years is a lot of time.
15年来说是一个很长的时间。
A baby.Born and then 15 years old is a huge difference.
如果这个小孩从今天出生的话，15年他已经15岁了。
15 years is almost one generation.
15年可以说是一代的成长。
Human being can never extend our departure time by even 1 minute.
人类再怎么样厉害，也没有办法延长自己死的日期啊。
Even 1 minute, no.
就算一分钟都延不到。
But God can extend it for him.
但是神却可以为他做到这一点。
And then the second thing God did.
第二点，神做了什么
？Because of his tears, because of Hezekiah's tears and pray to God.
那么，因为神的因为西西家的眼泪及祷告。
Okay, God said, "I'll give you a sign."
神说，我给你一个兆头了。
What happened?
怎么说呢
？He turned back the clock.
也就是说，他把时间往回倒转。
Of course, nowadays we have this kind of electrical or quartz clock. But in the past, they used the shadow of the sun to count the time.
当然，现在我们可以用时间，用这种钟表型的。过去他们用日影来判断时间。
But in the past, they depend on the sun and the shadow. Come on.
然后呢，依照太阳所照下来的影子，在那个上面知道这个时候是当天的几点。
God said, I'll give you a sign.
神说，我要给你一个兆头。
This is mission impossible.
那当然，这是又是一样不可能做到的事。
The clock turned back 10 degrees.
那个日影的时钟呢，真的往后倒了十度。
In today's term, maybe God turned back the clock 10 minutes.
也许今天我们看看，也许只是神往后倒了十分钟。
Everybody's clock turned back 10 minutes.
每一个人的手表时钟呢，都往后退了十分钟。
Get 10 minutes extra.
也就是说，我们每个人在生命里面多了十分钟。
So Hezekiah got 10 minutes more and then 15 years more.
那西家王对他来讲，他在当天多了十分钟之外呢，他的寿数多了十五年。
Because Hezekiah is so sincere.
因为西家这么样的恳切祷告。
God give him to start over again.
所以神允许他重新开始。
Give him an extra life to live.
给他多的时间让他生活。
Now if you were Hezekiah, how would you spend this 15 years more extra?
而我们今天如果我是西西家，我该花怎么样用这十五年呢？
How did Hezekiah spend this 15 years?
我们再看回圣经，西西家又怎么样用他这十五年？
Of course, at the beginning, he was so touched. He made a poem, a song to praise the Lord.
当然，他一开始知道这个事情之后，他用诗歌来赞美神。
But later he forgot this 15 years is very important. God gave him extra, and he should use this 15 years to do something different.
很可惜的，他已经忘记了这十五年是神特别给他的，他应该要用这十五年呢做特别的事情。
What did he do in the extra 15 years?
那么我们看看他这十五年多出来这个十五年，他到底做了什么
？Actually, the Bible didn't record much good things that he have done.
圣经并没有特别记载他这多出来十五年做了什么样的好的事。
But he only did one mistake.
但是他在这多出来十五年却做了一个严重的错误。
That screwed up his life.
事实上，让他的生命整个都报废了。
Let's turn to chapter 39.
我们请看三十九章。
Verse 1-4.
三十九章第一节到第四节。三十九章第一节，那时巴比伦王巴拉旦的儿子米罗达巴拉旦听见西西家病的痊愈，而且送书信和礼物给他，西西家。欢喜见使者，就把自己宝库的银子、金子、银子、香料、贵重的膏油和他武库的一切军器，并所有的财宝，都给他们看。他家中和全国之内，西西家没有一样不给他们看的。第三节，于是先知以赛亚来见西西家王，说：“问他说，这些人说什么？他们从哪里来见你？”西西家说：“他们从远方的巴比伦来见我。”第四节，以赛亚说：“他们在你家里看了什么？”西家说：“凡我家中所有的，他们都看见了。我财宝中没有一样 不给他们看的。
Now here tell us what did King Hezekiah do in his extra 15 years?
我们这边看到了一点，西家多出来这15年，西家做了这样的事情。
He lived a very comfortable life.
这个国王过得很舒适的生活。
He forgot why God allowed him to live extra 15 years.
在这此刻，他已经忘记神为什么要给他这多出来的15年。
The Babylonian they came.
巴比伦王过来了。
Hezekiah is so happy.
西西家王很高兴嘞。
Oh, you come from so far. Let me show you all my treasure in my house.
他会觉得巴比伦的使者，你既然来了这么远，来我开家给你看。
He lived in a complacent life.
那么他告诉人家他住在一个很好的地方，很好的很舒服的房子。
Show off his wealth.
所以告诉他我的财富有多少。
And God is not happy about this move.
但是神却不高兴他这么做。
What did the prophet tell him?
我们看以赛亚怎么说。
Verse 5.
第五节，以赛亚对西西家说，你要听万军之神的话。
Verse 6.
第六节，日子必到，凡你家里所有的，并你列祖积蓄到如今的，都要被掳到巴比伦去，不留下一样，这是神说的。
Because of Hezekiah boasting and showing off all his wealth.
因为西西家在他的生活里面呢，去夸耀他自己的荣华富贵。
God said, because of this you suffer.
神说因为这样的行为你要痛苦。
There will be one day when the Babylonians come, they'll plunder all your wealth and your whole country will go into exile.
有一天呢，巴比伦会进来洗劫你所有的财富呢，并且把你抓走。
Even your children will be in exile.
就算你的下一代，你的后裔都要被抓走。
Now let's think about the whole story.
我们想想，我们回想一下整个故事。
Hezekiah had 15 extra years to live.
西西家王从神那边得到多出来的15年。
But he didn't cherish his extra time and hour.
但是他却不懂得去珍惜那多出来的15年。
I will think about last year, 2008 has passed already.
我们都知道2008年刚刚过。
Think about us ourselves.
我们想想自己。
Besides the daily routine.
除了每天的生活之外。
规律的生活。
规律的生活之外。
Go to
work. 上班。
Eat.
吃饭。
Sleep.
睡觉。
Work again.
那么再起来上班。
Eat and sleep.
然后吃跟喝。
What else have we done?
那么除此之外，除了这固定规律之外呢，我们还做了什么？
Have we done something meaningful?
我们是不是在这固定的规律生活中做了一些有意义的事？
In the whole 2008, what kind of things we have done we can tell somebody, hey, I did something really meaningful.
在2008年，我们是不是有东西可以值得在这个固定的生活当中提起来跟人家说，哎，这件事情我做了很有意义。
In terms of our faith,
根据我们的信仰
our spirituality,
我们的灵性
our helping of other people,
我们是不是能够去帮助别人
have we done any of those in 2008?
我们是不是在这些方面呢在2000年都做了呢
Hezekiah didn't do anything meaningful to be recorded.
西家王在这多出来15年并没有做很有意义的事情被记载在圣经里
But he did one mistake that represented his whole life almost.
但是他却做了39章的一件错误，代表了他这多出来15年是浪费了。
So today we think about this.
今天呢，我们也要想想。
We should treat 2009 as an extra year that God has given to us.
我们应该把这新的一年2009当成神给我们的多出来的一年。
There are so many people has passed away in 2008.
2008年，我们看到有许多人就这么过世了。
An earthquake.
因为地震
in hurricane,
因为这些风暴
in diseases,
也许在这些病毒
in accidents,
因为车祸
so many people has died.
许多人都在这个意外天灾当中去世了
but why we are still alive?
今天我们却能够活着坐在这里
because God want to give us an extra year.
因为神要在2009年多给我们一年
so we should really use this for a good purpose.
因此我们要拿这2009作为一个好的用途
so I think about one example.
我想到这样一个例子。
I know about a brother.
我知道一个弟兄。
He had a very serious heart problem.
那么他这个弟兄呢，这个心脏非常不好。
Have to go through a major surgery.
那么不好的程度需要经过开刀的。
The whole church pray for him.
当然，整个教会都为了他这个手术来祷告。
Really want him to be healed.
因为大家都希望他能够痊愈。
Because it's a very risky heart surgery.
因为是一个风险很大的心脏手术。
He may die.
也许他在手术就会去世了。
But thank God because of the prayer.
但是感谢主，因为祷告。
Of the whole family.
全家人。
Of the whole church.
全教会。
That brother miraculously recovered 100% from his heart problem.
那么很感谢神的这个弟兄，经过手术之后呢，完全100%的痊愈。
But very sad.
但是很可惜啊。
He forgot why God allowed him to live longer.
可惜的是，他已经忘记神为什么要让他痊愈，让他活久一点。
He didn't live a thanksgiving life.
他并没有过着一个感恩的生活。
But rather, he used the extra life he got to commit sin.
但是相反的，他却因为这样的痊愈能够活久一点而去犯罪得罪神。
Lose his salvation.
那么反而失掉他的救恩了。
So, just like this example.
就好像这个例子一样。
If things can be start over again.
如果今天我们能够重新开始。
I think we'll do something differently.
当然我们就会想做什么不一样的呢。
Sometimes you open the water tap, right? The faucet on the toilet.
我们不管在厨房啦，在浴室啦，开水龙头。
If you are not using your water, you turn it off.
我们不用的时候，当然就会顺手把它关起来。
You will not say, "Oh, I don't use it," and you turn it on for hours.
我们绝对不会说不用了，还把它让它留着。
Because you don't want to waste water.
因为我们不想浪费水。
The time is more precious than water.
但是今天我们的时间比水还珍贵。
Time cannot be turned off.
时间你是关不掉的。
You cannot say, "Oh, this hour, I don't want to do anything. Let's turn off the clock."
我们不能够告诉自己说。哎，这个小时我不想用了，来，我们把这小时关起来。
This hour I don't want to do anything. I turn off.
或是这个小时呢，我不做什么事情了，哎，我把这个小时关起来。
No, you can never do this.
没有人可以做到的。
Time you can only use it or waste it.
因为时间你不是用了就是浪费了。
So we should cherish our life.
因此我们一直说要珍惜时间呐。
Because this is time. This is our life.
因为这就代表我们的生命。
The second point.
第二点。
We should cherish more to our family and spend more time to the family.
我们必须珍惜与家人同在的时间。
Because when time passes, it's very difficult to start over again.
因为当时间溜过去之后，很难再重新开始。
Let's turn to an example.
我们再看一个例子。
Genesis chapter 42.
我们请看创世纪。
Genesis 42.
创世纪42章。
Verse 38.
创世纪42章38节。
Genesis 42:38.
创世四十二章的三十八节，三十八节，雅各说：“我的儿子不可与你们一同下去，他哥哥死了，只剩下他。他若在你们所行的路上遭害，那便是你们使我白发苍苍、悲悲惨惨的下阴间去了。”
Here we find a very old man, very pitiful old man, is called Jacob.
这里我们看到一个很可怜的老人雅各。
If you look at what he said, it's really pessimistic and really grave.
我们看到雅各在这节所讲的是一种灰色的生活，是一种很凄惨的状况。
Now, why did Jacob say this?
为什么雅各在这一节里面这样说呢？
If you look at the surface, he's a very blessed man.
从表面上看来，他的生活一切都是非常被祝福的。
He was the grandchildren of Abraham.
那么他是亚伯拉罕的孙子。
He got a faith, which is believing the true and living God.
那么他有神的信仰，信仰的真神。
God bless him. Now he has a lot of possession, lots of sheep and cattle.
也因此神祝福他，让他有许许多多的财富、财宝，甚至家产。
He got a very successful career.
对他来讲，他是一个非常成功的人。
He has 12 sons and one daughter.
他有十二个儿子，一个女儿。
He has a few wives.
那么有几个太太。
A few concubines.
那么有几个这个仆婢。
婢女。
婢女，有一些婢女。
So he has everything that a man would desire.
所以我们可以看到，对雅各这个男人来说，生活当中什么都有了。
He got family. He got career.
那么有家庭，有工作。
But he is not happy as an old man.
很可惜，在这个时候呢，雅各却我们看得出来，雅各却不是一个很开心的人。
Why he is not happy?
为什么他不开心呢？
The answer is very simple.
答案很简单。
He has lots of worry and trouble from the family.
因为呢，从他的家里面呢，他有许许多多的问题跟担心存在。
Actually, if you look at the story happened in Jacob's family, it's really a material for soap opera or even the movie today.
我们今天我们如果翻回圣经看看雅各的他的家庭生活里面，哎，真的可以编成一本剧来演了。
Because he has 12 children, but the children are not behaving very well.
虽然他有十二个小孩，但这十二个小孩个个都有问题状况。
The firstborn.
第一个生的，第一个
，It's called Reuben，
叫做刘辩。
What did he do？
刘辩做了什么
？He slept with his father's concubine。
那么刘辩呢，去与他的爸爸的妾呢同住。
It's consisting in committing incest。
那么也就是说呢，犯下这样奸淫的罪。
Another two sons， Levi and Simeon。
那么另外这个利未跟西缅
，They go out to commit murder， kill people。
他们去到外面去杀了人，犯罪。
Why？
为什么
？Because other people defile her sister, their sister.
因为其他的人来强暴她的妹妹。
So Jacob's daughter got defiled, got raped.
所以我们看到雅各唯一的一个女儿被人家强暴了。
And then his sons commit murders.
那他的儿子呢就出去报仇去杀人。
And the other sons are not very obedient either.
那么其他的儿子呢也不怎么样。
Now all the son is so jealous to one son is called Joseph.
因为呢，其他的这十一个儿子呢，对雅各的这个儿子约瑟呢，是非常嫉妒。
Joseph go to the father to report the bad deeds of his brothers.
约瑟呢，因为看到他的哥哥们做的不好，所以去告诉爸爸。
So they work together, conspire to kill Joseph.
因此呢，这些哥哥们合起来计谋了来害约瑟。
Almost kill him.
差不多害到他死。
But at last, Joseph was sold to Egypt.
但最后呢，约瑟却被卖到埃及。
But they deceived the father.
他们却骗了他的爸爸。
They tell the father, "Oh, Joseph was killed."
他们却呢骗了他的爸爸雅各说约瑟已经死了被杀了。
Look at this garment with blood.
看看这约瑟留下来的衣服全部都是血。
Wow, the heart of Jacob was broken already.
那么这个老爸爸雅各呢，真的是心碎了。
Look at the family is in chaos.
他看到他回头看他这整个家庭里面一阵混乱。
Even there's so many children, but no one is good.
就算是十三个小孩子，没有一个是好的。
The only one who is good got killed.
唯一一个约瑟这个孩子是真的好的，但是却被杀了。
If you are Jacob, are you happy?
今天如果我们是这个老爸爸雅各，我们高兴吗？
And after Joseph, there's another child which have the favor of the fathers called Benjamin.
那另外一个叫做便雅悯，也是他雅各最喜爱的小孩之一。
But at that time, there's no food in the land.
在那个时候呢，雅各生活的地方已经没有东西吃了。
So the brothers said they have to go to Egypt.
所以大这些兄弟们就说啊，我们要到埃及了。
So the prime minister of Egypt requested.Have to bring Benjamin down into Egypt.
那个时候的宰相，在埃及的宰相，要他这些哥哥，要他这些兄弟们说，一定要把便雅悯带来。
Because the prime minister actually is Joseph himself.
当然，我们都知道这个故事了。这个宰相就是约瑟了。
So Jacob said, "No, you cannot bring him down."
雅各当然说，这是我唯一最心疼的儿子，为什么你要再把他带走
？I have no one now. This is the son that only left.
如果你再把这我爱的儿子带走的话
，If he doesn't come back,
如果他不回来了
，I'll be dying pitifully, sadly, with my gray hair down into
所以三十八节约瑟才会下这么样严重的结论说我会白发苍苍悲悲惨惨的下阴间
了。Look at an old man like Jacob.
我们看看这个老先生雅各。
Why is so unhappy?
为什么他在生活里面这么不愉快
?Because his family is not giving him happiness.
因为他的家里面带不出一点愉快。
What does it tell us?
这里告诉我们什么
?True happiness comes from family.
真正的快乐是从家里来的。
Not come from career.
不是从工作来的。
You can have a very good career.
是的，我们今天会有好的工作。
But if your family is giving you trouble.
但是如果家里面出了问题
,When you go home,
当你回到家的时候
you cannot be happy.
我们在家里面看不到快乐。
You have all the money.
也许我们很有钱。
But your son or daughter will not,
但是我们的儿子我们的女人不想跟我们在一起
They go out to make all the troubles.
也许他们到外面去制造一堆的麻烦
You cannot be happy.
当然我们开心不来的
So I think if Jacob could do it over again
所以如果我想说给雅各再一次的时间
He would do something different to his family
也许他对家庭就会有不一样的处理方式
But what mistake did he make?
但是他做错了什么呢
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 31
我们请看创世纪三十一章
Genesis 31.
31章创世纪第31章
Chapter 31 verse 38.
31章第38节38节我在你家这20年你的母绵羊母山羊没有掉过胎你群中的公羊我没有吃过
Continue to verse 40.
我们在40节39
一直读到40节
39节被野兽撕裂的我没有带来给你是我自己赔上无论是白日是黑夜被偷去的你都向我索要40节我白日受尽干热夜黑夜受尽寒霜不得合眠睡着 41节我这20年在你家里面为你两个女儿服侍你14年为你的羊群服侍你6年你又10次改了我的工价
Here is how Jacob recalled how he servedHis uncle Laban in the past 20 years.
这个时候呢，雅各是个年轻人，在舅舅家工作了20年。
When he came to his father and his uncle's house, he has nothing.
他来到他的舅舅拉班的这个地方的时候，他是一无所有。
But because he worked so hard.
但是因为他努力工作
，so he earned two wives.
所以他赚得了两个太太。
And a lot of children.
当然有好多小孩了。
And lots of cattle and sheep.
有好多的牛羊了。
But because these 20 years he was so busy.
但是这20年来他非常的忙。
Working day and night.
我们看到他真的是白天晚上都工作啊。
He worked very hard.
他很努力工作。
At the same time, he gave birth to a lot of children.
当然他的太太就为他生了许多小孩
But he has no time for the children.
很可惜他却没有时间跟小孩子在一起
So when the children grow up
当这小孩长大了呢
So far, so distant to him
所以对爸爸来说跟爸爸的关系就很远很遥远
But that's too late
已经太晚了，这时候。
Jacob want to teach them, but they don't want to listen now.
也许雅各想要教导他们，但是他们已经听不下去了。
Children cannot be controlled now.
这个时候的小孩已经没办法再听他的了。
So I think Jacob, in his heart, he must always be thinking.
也许雅各在他心里面这样想过。
If things can be done differently,
如果今天时间能够重新来过
，I'll do different things to my family.
那么对我的家里面，我会重新来对待他们。
Actually, today you look at the society.
今天我们看看这个社会。
The problem of the juvenile delinquencies or the youth problem.
我们看看这所谓的年轻一代的问题。
Young people using drugs.
我们看到年轻的一代这个吸毒。
They having issues.In the relationship or sexual impurity,
我们看看这些他们对于性观念的这种性道德的这种混乱。
Why some people join gangster?
为什么有些年轻人会想要参加这个帮派呢
？Why?
为什么
？Actually, most of the youth having problem outside actually is the family having problem.
今天我们看到社会上有许多青年人的问题，事实上都是因为家庭问题所引起。
A problem with family will produce youth with problems.
因为家庭的问题逐渐的会增加产生青年的问题。
So look at Jacob.
我们看看雅各。
So he really regretted, I think.
我相信雅各在这个年纪的时候，他真的是后悔啊。
So let's think about ourselves.
我们今天想想自己。
2008.
2008年过了。
How much time have we spent with our family?
在这过去2008年，我们到底花了多少时间与家人同在
？Yes, maybe we live in the same house.
是的，我们也许同在一个屋檐下。
Do you talk to our children?
是不是我们真的花时间跟小朋友讲话
？Do you talk to the teenager?
我们是不是跟我们这个年轻的一代讲话
？If we didn't spend enough time,
如果今天我们花的时间不够
，then maybe 2009 is a good way to think about we should spend more time.
那么，这2009年新的一年，我们就要把这个方向当为我们生活目标了。
Sometimes the parent will complain, "My children is not close to me."
有时候，身为家长都会说：“哎呀，小孩子都不亲我啊。”
I'm the last one to know his/her secret.
也许我在全家人来说，我是最后一个知道他到底发生什么事了。
Even other people know, the whole world know, I don't know.
也许全世界外人都知道了，哎，我还不知道我小孩到底怎么回事。
Then we have to think about why.
我们要想想到底为什么
？Why you don't tell you?
为什么我们的小孩不要跟我说？
There must be a reason.
这绝对这后面绝对有理由的。
Because you have no time.
因为我没有时间呢。
Now, on the other perspective to our children.
那么从另外一个方面来看看我们的小朋友。
If we are children, if we are youth.
如果今天我们是年轻人，是小朋友。
Our parent is still around.
我们的父母亲都还在。
In 2009.
在2009年呢
？We have to spend more time with our parents.
我们年轻一代就要花多一点时间跟父母亲在一起。
Talk to them.
跟他们说话。
Talk to them.
跟他们沟通
This is very important.
这很重要的
Because the parent you're having now may not be always around.
因为父母亲你身边的父母亲不见得是永远都在
If you still have parents in 2009, treat them well.
如果2009年我们还有父母亲在身边真的要好好的对待他们
This applies to the spouse too.
那么这也是同理可以在夫妻关系上
In the year 2009,
2009年呢
Spend more time with your spouse.
花多一点时间在夫妻关系上
Sometimes I look at the young people.
有时候我看年轻人
They got married only 1 or 2 years.
也许他们刚结婚1到2年吧
Their love disappear.
他们那个爱已经不见了
They are just like a couple married for 40 years.
刚结婚1、2年的青年们觉得他好像结婚了40几年一样
I just realized there was a youth. There was a pair of youth.
那我看到有一对年轻人
Got married.
刚刚结婚了。
But the husband on the New Year's Eve go out with the friends.
那么我看到了说他在新年的除夕那天晚上呢，哎，跑出去跟别人欢乐。
But the wife alone at home.
然后呢，太太就留在家里。
Why do this?
为什么有人会这样做呢
？Maybe it's neglecting something.
也许这个家里面呢，这对新婚的夫妻呢，真的是缺少了些什么。
So emphasize our family in the year 2009.
所以强调夫妻家庭关系。在2009年是我们的课题啊。
The thirdly,
第三点。
If we have not believed in the Lord yet, we should cherish the opportunity to believe in the Lord.
如果我们还未信主的话，我们要把握时间，赶紧信主了。
Because if life had ended, then we cannot start over again.
如果生命一旦停下来之后，我们没有办法再重新开始一个生命。
Let's look at an example.
我们看看一个例子。
Luke chapter 16.
路加福音16章。
Luke 16.
路加福音第16章。
Here, from verse 19, tells an example of the rich man and Lazarus.
这里说到了财主和拉撒路。
It's a very famous story.
也是一个很有名的例子了。
Now, there was a rich man every day enjoying life.
这里说到这个财主当然天天享乐了。
But he didn't pay attention to the beggar around him.
他从来不关心说有一个讨饭的就在他的身边。
And the beggar is called Lazarus.
这个讨饭的名叫拉撒路。
He's so poor.
他当然很可怜呢。
No food to eat.
没有东西吃。
Have to go to the rich man's house to begging for mercy, waiting for the food drop on the table.
他要吃东西的话，必须要到这个财主的饭桌下去捡那个掉下来的东西充饥啊。
Just like a dog.
就好像一只狗一样。
Even dog live a better life.
那么就算是狗都可以活得比他好。
Today the dog food is not cheap.
今天我们看到我们去买狗食的话都不便宜耶。
The dog hotel is not cheap.
我们看到狗住的这个旅馆都不便宜耶。
There's a brother telling me.
有个弟兄这么说
Oh, I spent so much money on my dog.
我已经花了好多钱在我的狗上
了 What happened?
为什么
Because he's old, he's sick, I bring him to see the animal doctor.
因为呢他已经很老了而且生病了还要带他去看兽医
I spent a few thousand.
而且要花几千块嘞
so expensive.
我们看这真的很贵了
But Lazarus live a life even worse than a dog.
但是这里的拉撒路讨饭的拉撒路呢却比狗还不如啊
Let's turn to verse 22.
我们看22节后来那讨饭的死了被天使带去放在亚伯拉罕的怀里财主也死了并且埋葬了。
Now this is the verse that brings us comfort.
22节这里告诉我们一个非常安慰的句子。
This is one thing that's very fair.
也就是有一件事情呢是很公平的。
Maybe you will say the world is not fair.
也许我们常常说，哎，这个世界好多不公平啊。
Why some people are so rich, why people are so poor?
为什么我看到有人这么有钱，有人这么贫穷
？Some people are so healthy, some people are not healthy.
有人这么健康，有人却一生想要健康努力。
There's one thing very fair.
但是有一件事情却很公平的。
It's death.
也就是死
Even though you're very rich,
you have to die. 有钱人要死
You're very poor, you have to die.
他乞丐也要死
So here tell us, the rich man die, and the beggar die.
这二十二节告诉我们很明白的讨饭的死了财主也死
But the difference only made known after they die.
但是不同的地方死后怎么办
Yes, everybody die.
是的每个人都要死
But there's a difference after they die.
但是死后却有不同哦
The beggar,
我们看讨饭的
Lazarus
打撒路呢
was spread by angel to Abraham's bosom.
讨饭的拉撒路死了之后呢被天使带去放在亚伯拉罕的怀里
The Bible doesn't explain why.
圣经没有告诉我们什么原因
But maybe because a God-fearing man.
也许他是一个敬畏神的人
He didn't commit sin.
他没有犯罪
So God saved him.
所以神带给他救恩
And the rich man also died.
那么有钱人财主也死了
was buried.
而且是被埋葬了。
Now, here tell us, be careful. The rich man was buried, but the beggar, the Bible even mentioned he was buried.
二十二节这边告诉我们两个不同的地方哦，讨饭的死了，然后就结束了。但是财主死了呢，却埋葬了。
So the beggar didn't get buried at all.
换句话说，讨饭的并没有被埋葬哦。
Just throw it away.
也许就丢在路旁了。
Just throw in the dump site.
也许就丢在垃圾堆里了。
But the beggar got a very lavish funeral service.
但是财主死了呢，而且并且很美好、很完好的埋葬。
But there is a difference.
哦，这个不同点来了。
The real difference is
我们最看到最大的不同。
Lazarus is enjoying in eternity.
因为这个讨饭的拉撒路呢，在死后呢，却能够在亚伯拉罕怀里享受安息。
Because God has accepted him.
因为神已经接受他了。
But for the rich man Lazarus, God had rejected him.
但是财
for the rich man, God has rejected him.
但是财主死了之后呢，神拒绝他了。
Why?
为什么
？The Bible here didn't explain explicitly.
这几节圣经并没有告诉我们细节为什么。
But of course we can know one purpose.
但是我们知道有一个目的。
Very likely because the rich man has no mercy for other people.
因为我们可以看到这个财主呢对别人没有任何怜悯之心呢。
So he was not received in salvation.
因此在他死后并没有得到任何的救恩。
So what did he plead for Abraham?
那么这里我们看看亚伯拉罕呢。
That's verse 24.
我们看看二十四节就喊着说。他求亚伯拉罕，我主亚伯拉罕呐、啊，可怜我啊！打发拉撒路来，用指头沾，有指头尖沾点水，凉凉我的舌头，因为我在这火焰里极其痛苦。
Now this one thing is terrible about hell.
这里告诉我们阴间的可怕。
So painful, so much suffering.
很痛，很难过。
So today, what is the most suffering?
所以今天我们说什么是最难过的
？One of the most suffering is thirstiness.
今天最难过的一件事情就是口渴。
I remember when my mother was having a surgery.
我还记得我们妈妈在经过在手术的时候。
After the surgery, actually.
那事实上手术完了。
Because the anesthetic still there.
因为这个麻醉药还在。
So doctor said he cannot drink water.
所以呢，医生说你不可以喝水哦。
But she's so thirsty.
但是她很渴啊。
So the doctor tell us.
所以医生说了。
Okay, give some ice.
拿一个冰块。
Some sponge.
那么有一些海绵。
Dip it into the ice and water.
然后呢，沾这个这个冰水所化的冰所化的水。
If your mother is thirsty, you can give her on the lips.
所以说，如果你妈妈口渴的话，拿海绵沾了一点点冰水呢，插在她的嘴唇上。
But you cannot give her the whole cup.
但是绝对不可以让她喝一杯水。
Just a little bit.
只有一沾了一点点。
So Then we take care of the mother.
那个时候就是我照顾爸爸妈妈的时候。
Oh, mother, oh, I'm thirsty. I'm very thirsty. Bring me some water.
妈妈说啊，我口渴了，拿给我水喝。
Okay, okay, little bit, little bit.
那我们就说，哎，一点点，一点点。
Put on the milk, put on the lips.
只能够粘在这个嘴唇上。
She's sucking.
那你会看到她把这个水吸进去。
Oh, so good, so good. More, more.
她会觉得很不错，很凉快的，再多一点。
Okay, okay, another drop, another drop.
然后也许再另外一滴。
I did never know water is so sweet before.
因为他觉得说，这个时候他觉得，哇，这个水是真好啊。
Can you give me the whole cup?
给我一大杯吧。
No, 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 no.
医生说不可以啦。
Only a few drops.
只能几滴水而已。
But a few drops is still good, huh?
但是几滴水在那个时候都是解渴的好处啊。
But the rich man in hell is requesting water one drop, but was refused.
但是这个时候的财主呢，在阴间里面，因为这么痛苦，要求一点点水沾在他舌头上。
This is a description only.
那这也许只是一个形容而已。
But it's very hard.
但是我们看到那个痛苦。
But if a person there's no salvation, it's very, very painful in the suffering.
换句话说，如果一个人在死后没有救恩的话，这个痛苦我们可以看得见的。
Now he admitted that, oh, he has no chance to come back.
他自己承认了，我已经没有办法再回头了。
And then he requests Abraham another thing.
好，他又求亚伯拉罕另外一件事。
Verse 27.
27节，财主说：“我主啊，既是这样，求你打发拉撒路到我父家去。” 28节，因为我还有五个弟兄，他可以对他们作见证，免得他们来到这里痛苦的地方。
So he requests Abraham not to send someone, maybe send Lazarus to go to preach to my brothers.
所以他既然求不到水，他求亚伯拉罕说：“哎。” 找人到我的那个弟兄家里去吧。
Because he cannot start over again now.
因为他已经没有办法回头重新开始了。
Because when a person dies, he cannot come back to believe in God.
因为一个人死了之后，他就不能说我要回头来信主了。
Believe in God is only possible when you are alive.
要信主的话，只有你在活的时候才能够选择时间信主。
After we die,
如果死了，
no possible to repent.
已经没有任何机会了。
So he asked Lazarus, okay, go to my ask Abraham, ask Lazarus go to preach to my. My brothers.
所以他要求亚伯拉罕赶快派人到我弟兄家去。
So what does it tell us?
这里告诉我们什么?
Salvation is very important.
救恩是非常重要。
We may not notice now.
也许我们这个时候不觉得它重要。
Because we didn't see the terrible of the hell.
因为我们还看不到那时候背后严重的阴间是什么样子。
We have not seen the beautiful heaven yet.
也许我们还看不到那美丽的天头国是什么样子。
Because we are living in this world.
因为我们还住在这个生活里。
But if one day we see it.
今天我们看到的话。
If one day we see it.
如果我们也有一天看到的话。
We will know there's no joke.
我们会觉得，哎，这不是开玩笑的。
We must be saved.
我们一定要得救恩。
Because life cannot be start over again if you lose the chance.
因为如果我们一旦失去机会，这个机会不会再回来的。
There was a few weeks ago, there was a young boy, 6 years old in U.S. and San Jose Church.
那么在圣何西教会呢，几个礼拜前，在圣何西教会有一个小弟兄六岁。
Actually, the parent has been coming to the church for a while.
那么这对这个小弟兄的父母亲已经来教会有一阵子了。
But the child was very sick, has been very sick.
这个小朋友呢，事实上是得了重病了。
Having a kidney cancer.
那么他得了这个肾脏癌。
But the parent has faith.
但是父母亲都很有信心。
Want to get baptized for the child.
他们觉得说这个小朋友一定要受洗。
But the child was in coma.
但是这个小孩已经是昏迷状态。
We cannot baptize somebody in coma.
我们没有办法在一个人在昏迷状态呢，说要教头，要教让他受洗。
But the parents has faith.
但是父母亲很有信心。
Because from the Bible tell us.
因为圣经告诉我们。
If a person is not baptized, cannot be saved.
因为如果一个人未受洗礼的话，是不能得救的。
The sin has not been washed away.
因为这个罪还没有被洗去。
So apply for water baptism.
因此申请洗礼。
The church is very worried.
教会当然担心了。
What should we do?
那么教会说我们该怎么办?
How can we baptize a kid?
我们怎么样? 为这个六岁小朋友施洗呢?
In coma.
而且这个小朋友是在无知觉状态。
Because the Bible said that the child is only have a few days to one week left.
因为呢，只有几天而已。
所以，因为呢，医生告诉我们说他只有几天的生命。 Dying very soon.
而且很快就要死了。
But the church have faith.
但是教会也有信心。
Well, let's pray to God.
我们一起向神祷告。
If God want to save his soul.
如果神要真的拯救他的灵魂。
Let him wake up.
能够让他醒过来这个时候，
and then we will go to baptize him,
然后去洗礼，
miraculously,
很感谢神的奇妙的，
after the prayer,
非常奇妙， 经过祷告之后，
the 6-year child woke up,
6岁的小朋友就醒过来了，
and then the church, okay, agree, go to baptize him,
那么教会觉得说， 这就是时间点了， 赶紧为他施洗，
emergency water baptism,
赶紧举行了紧急的施洗，
wow, that day the child was so healthy, walking just like have energy,
那天那个小孩呢， 就好像一般小孩一样， 跑来跑去的，
you never know he's a child dying,
完全看不出来，他就是要死的小孩。
Go to the water.
他到水边
get baptized,
然后洗礼
come back to the church,
回到教会了呢
receive the Holy Communion,
然后呢接受圣餐礼
before he took the Holy Communion,
在他领圣餐之前
he asked the pastor,
他问传道
if I eat this,
如果我吃了这个
will I live forever?
我是不是能够永远活着呢
and repeat a few times,
而且他问了好几次哦
if I eat this,
如果我吃了的话
will I live forever?
我是不是永远就能够活着
why will a child ask this question?
为什么一个六岁小孩要问这样的问题
must be God touch his heart,
也真的是神感动他的心啊
Because the Bible tells us,
圣经告诉我们
If you eat the flesh of Jesus,
如果我们吃了主的身体
Drink his blood,
你喝了主的血
You have the life of Jesus in you,
那么就有神的生命主耶稣的生命在我们的心里
God resurrects you,
那么主就要复让你复活
You live forever,
那么我们就会永远长存
The child received the Holy Communion,
那么这个小孩就领圣餐了
Thank God, he was baptized.
很感谢神他洗礼了
The sins wash away,
他的罪已经赦免洗去
Next day pass away.
第二天他就真的去世了那么很感谢神
so today, if you have not been baptized,
今天的我们如果还未受洗的话
if you have not received the salvation,
今天我们如果还没有接受救恩的话
2009 is your chance
2009年真的是你重要的一年了
Don't waste it
不要浪费了
Because we may not know if this is our last year
因为我们永远不知道09年也许是我们人生的最后一年
If you have understood
如果我们知道了
If you have believed,
如果我们信主信的话
take this opportunity.
我们就要抓紧09年了
Lastly,
最后
We have to work for God more in 2009
09年我们要为神多做工
Let's turn to John chapter 9
我们请看约翰福音第九章
John chapter 9
约翰福音第九章
Verse 4
第四节约翰福音第九章第四节趁着白日我们必须做那差我来者的工黑夜将到就没有人能做工了
Here is Lord Jesus Christ remind us
这里主耶稣基督在这里提醒我们
Work while it is day
那能够在白日工作
is very important
是很重要的
In the past the agricultural society
因为在过去农业时代呢
really depend on daylight
大家都是以白天来作息
There's no electricity
那个时候没电
So sunset, you stop everything.
太阳一下山所有东西就停了
you sunset, you only go home and sleep.
因为太阳一下山所有黑了就回家睡觉
you sunset, you only go home to eat and sleep and take a bath and sleep.
因为黑夜一到的时候呢只有回家休息睡觉了
It's true when I go to Africa.
真的是这样当我到非洲的时候
I slept very early.
我很早就睡觉
Because there's no electricity.
因为没电啊
Nothing to do.
没什么好做的
My earliest record.
我最早的记录
7:30 I fall asleep.
七点半我就睡觉了。
哇 ，sleep, sleep, sleep. Oh, and then wake up. I thought it's in the morning. Look at the watch. Oh, only 11:30.
啊，我醒过来的时候才发现说啊，才半夜11:30而已。
哇 ，the lights very long.
我们看说，我都觉得说这个夜长啊。
I cannot get up.
因为不能起，没办法起来的。
So dark outside.
外面全黑的。
What can I do?
做什么呢
？Continue to sleep.
那么继续睡啦。
But when I come back to Canada, I sleep very late.
但是回到加拿大就不同了，我们很晚才睡觉。
12 o'clock, 1 o'clock.
也许12点，也许半夜1点。
But Jesus tells us, work while it's day.
这里说趁着白昼要工作。
What does it mean daytime?
什么叫做白天呢
？Daytime means when you are healthy.
白天就告诉我们说是我们健康的时候。
Look at us, we are very healthy.
是的，我们看的都很健康。
How many times you have seen a doctor in 2008?
我们在2008年呢，去看过去医院几次呢？
医生
看过医生几次呢
？Maybe one time, two times only, small things.
也许一两次做个健康检查吧。
We are very healthy.
换句话，我们都还很健康。
So when you're healthy, you have daytime.
当我们还健康，是我们人生的白天。
So use this health to serve God.
所以要用白天的时候来服侍神。
Use this health to make you come to church always.
要用我们的健康的身体呢，走进神的殿。
Don't complain.
不要常常埋怨啊。
Oh, I don't have no strength.
常常会觉得自己哎呀没有力量了。
Actually, the secret is this.
但是，这个秘诀在这里。
The more work you do.
我们做的越多
，the more strength you have。
我们越有力量
，the less you do。
我们做的越少
，God says, "Okay, since you don't need it, so I don't need to give you too much strength."
神会觉得说，你既然做的越少，那么你不用太多的力量。
It's true。
是，真的是这样子。
So while God gave us this good health，
为什么神给我们还有这么健康的身体
？Serve God，
就是为了要服侍他。
Secondly，
第二点
，daytime refers to our youth。
白天代表了我们的年轻时段
，when we are young，
当我们还年轻的时候
，just like the sun in the middle of the day，
就好像日正当中一样
，don't waste it，
不要浪费这个时光、啊、
，do something meaningful，
当然要在这个日正当中的时候做有意义的事
，don't just waste a few hours in the internet every day，
不要每天花几个小时就为了上网而已
，don't waste on video game，
不要就为了用几个小时来玩这个游戏机
，study hard，
要能够努力工作，
努力读书，
努力读书。
Read the Bible often，
而且要常常读经。
Pray a lot，
而且要常常祷告。
Be fervent in the church，
而且要能够对教会的事热心。
What is daytime？
什么叫白天
？Daytime is the peaceful time we're having now。
白天是平安平静的时候。
Look at the world，
看看这个世界。
Actually, the world in 2008 has nothing to be celebrated。
我们看看2008年整个世界没有一件事情值得庆祝的咧。
Most of the bad news，
我们听到的都是坏消息。
Global warming，
我们看看这个温室效应啦。
Earthquake，
我们听到许多地震啦。
Global financial crisis，
我们看到这个金融风暴啦。
There's no good news，
这种种的都不是好消息啊。
And in the end time the Bible tell us，
在末日主义圣经告诉我们，
In the end time，
在末日了，
There'll be war，
就会有战争啊，
be tough times，
就会有困难的日子。
There's no peace around the world，
那个时候就不再有平安在全世界上。
One day you cannot even work for God， you cannot even have service in peacefully。
在那个时候，我们恐怕没有办法一刻的平安的能够敬拜神、服侍神。
But we don't know when it will come，
我们不知道什么时候会是那个样子。
But now we still have chance，
今天的我们还有机会。
2009 still have chance，
2009年神还给我们机会。
So、let us work for God more，
所以我们要能够努力为神工作。
Save more soul，
能够多拯救。有人的灵魂
pray, build up our own spirituality，
能够对自己的灵性更有造就。
So if things can start over again，
如果时间能够重新开始的话，
of course 2008 we cannot start over again，
当然我们没有办法再回头开始2008。
But 2009 thank God God has given us now，
但是2009年神已经在此刻给我们了。
We can start over again，
我们就可以重新开始。
If we want，
如果我们愿意的话，
we can make a difference，
我们当然可以在生活当中做不一样的事。
Do you want to start over again？
我们是不是想重新开始呢？
Let's sing him，
我们唱诗。